This is a Paul W. Smith Show special edition podcast of
The Big M,
solving the skilled workforce challenges manufacturers face today. This podcast is presented by The Big M, coming to Cobo Center June 2nd through the 4th. Find out more at BigMEvent.com.
Well, Materialize is a participant in this year's Big M event going on at Cobo Center this June 2nd through the 4th. We're looking forward to being there with you. In fact, broadcasting the Paul W. Smith Morning Show 5:30 till 9 June 2nd from beautiful Cobo Center. We hope you're going to be there. So for more information about the Big M event or to register online, just visit BigMEvent.com, BigMEvent.com. Materialize is a world leader of 3D printing software solutions and sophisticated additive manufacturing services. For over 25 years, Materialize has been linking applications from various markets and industries ranging from automotive, aerospace, to medical industry, consumer goods, and much more to the wide range of 3D printers and additive manufacturing technologies. Brian Crutchfield joined Materialize as a managing director in September of 2011. Now, they're based in Plymouth. Crutchfield leads the North American operating unit and focuses on overall strategy for business development and client relationships at the senior most levels of the customer base that they have. He also serves as president for Rapid Fit Incorporated, which is part of the Materialize Group and offers a 3D printed fixture solution. Nice to be able to spend some time with you, Brian Crutchfield, managing director of Materialize.
Well, thank you for having me, Paul. I'm glad to be here.
And something that didn't exist 20 years ago is now going to be big time at Big M. Tell us what the advantages that 3D printing offers the manufacturing, in this case many times, automotive industries.
Well, 3D printing offers the manufacturing and automotive industries a different way to think about getting end parts inside of cars, or even a different way to design parts, because traditionally it had been done in a subtractive manner where you had to think about how you would assemble it, stamp it, weld it, things like this. In this particular case, 3D printing allows you to think about how can I combine assemblies and print them all at once? How can I think of a different way to assemble a particular part? For instance, if you take some of our rapid fit fixtures or some of the other things going on in the industry, you can come up with a 3D printed part in the process, right? Part of the manufacturing process itself that allows you a way to better manufacture your product for your customer. So it really has both end part and manufacturing process implications.
Where do you see the 3D printing having the biggest impact at the Big M, Brian?
I see 3D printing having the biggest impact in getting designers of not only parts but also manufacturing processes to think differently about how they would put things together. A couple prime examples are there. For instance, is GE. Everyone's pretty familiar now that GE is releasing a fuel injector nozzle for their next generation of jet engines. And they're using 3D printing to combine 28 parts together in one assembly, and it could only be made with 3D printing. And additionally, those 28 parts then configured in that manner give the injector a 30 to 40% longer life. So they're really making a difference in how they're producing their product and selling a better product to their customers. There are also some examples like some metal manufacturers that are producing what are known as conformal cooling channels in injection molding. So while they're not printing the end part itself, they're printing a part inside the tool in injection molding that allows for a 20 or 30% faster cycle time because the tool cools faster and they can run it faster. And that saves, obviously, money because you're producing more parts per hour, and at the end, the consumer saves money because the parts are less expensive.
Brian Crutchfield, Managing Director of Materialize, going to be, of course, at the Big M event at Cobo Center June 2nd and 4th. What do you see, Brian, as the biggest challenges that in fact, Materialize sees?
Well, some of the biggest challenges we see, you know, we're all about connecting applications to 3D printing through our software and our workflows. And some of the biggest challenges that we see are related to the way people have been traditionally trained to think in engineering, right? They're trained to think, how am I going to assemble it? How am I going to put it together? Whereas with 3D printing, you really need to think about what is the best solution. What's the best geometry solution for the problem I'm trying to solve? And is there a machine that you can 3D print that with in the material that you need? And so often we talk with America Makes, which is the U.S. government initiative to support 3D printing in manufacturing. And Ed Morris, who leads that, will talk about STEAM versus STEM. You know, traditionally in education, we talk about science, technology, and English and math, but he also thinks we need to add the art component back into it, because when you're thinking about 3D printing, you're thinking about complex geometric shapes that really lend themselves to an artistic flair. And getting the engineers to think about that and free their minds from their traditional constraints is one of the challenges that we see.
And finally, Brian, how is manufacturing shaping the future, in your opinion?
Well, manufacturing continues to push the boundaries for all of us, right? As products become more reliable, the quality gets better, there's ingenious solutions to new problems, right? The quality of life, I think, really increases for everyone, and I think that's the driving force behind the U.S. success story, is the fact that we're innovative, we're manufacturers, and we've been able to drive a quality of life through our innovative manufacturing that surpasses anything else in the world.
Brian Crutchfield, Managing Director of Materialize, thanks for being with us, and we'll look forward to seeing you at the Big M.
I look forward to seeing you too, Paul. Thank you.
The Big M event going on at Cobo Center this June 2nd through the 4th. We'll be broadcasting the morning show there June 2nd. For more information about the Big M event or to register online, we don't want you to miss it, visit BigMEvent.com. That's BigMEvent.com.
This has been the Paul W. Smith Show special edition podcast of
The Big M.
See more in Detroit as they shape the future of manufacturing at The Big M, coming to Cobo Center June 2nd through 4th. Find out more at BigMEvent.com.